VoiceAmerica12.com.
And, of course, starting off America tonight, as we do each and every night in D.C., Victoria Jones joins us from Talk Radio News. Victoria, I'm sure it was a heavy, heavy-hearted day. There was even a moment of silence on the Hill. I know a lot of the House members, from what I'm told, were actually on the House steps for a moment of silence. And, of course, keeping their prayers and thoughts with Congresswoman Giffords and what's happened in this tragedy over the weekend in Arizona. What was that like?
It was very somber in Washington today. The president having a moment of silence on the South Lawn, a moment of silence on the Capitol steps, as you mentioned. Everybody really trying to be very careful and to be civil and to be very measured in their response. You'll notice there have been really no interviews with the leadership of the Republicans or of the Democrats. The interviews have been more with the rank and file. I think that's very deliberate. They're trying to stay out of it, and hoping that the rank and file, when they do give interviews, will sort of stay on message and not really go off. And, of course, that's not quite working out that way. So everybody's really being very careful and hoping that not to ratchet things up too much.
Now, Wednesday, they're supposed to talk more about security, right? Get some security, talk to different people on the Hill about security measures, that kind of thing. Am I right?
Two major things are happening on Wednesday. In Washington, they will have a talk on security. Three things actually happening. They will have a talk on security. There will also be a resolution put forward honoring Representative Gabrielle Giffords and the other people in the shooting incident. Also on Wednesday, President Barack Obama will travel to Tucson to honor the six people slain by the gunman that also gravely wounded Representative Gabrielle Giffords. We don't know what kind of event will take place. The president also, wants to do it in a way that doesn't create a huge distraction because investigators are still collecting evidence, but the president does want to go to Arizona and will.
Yeah. The one thing I heard, somebody sent me a Twitter message of all things talking about, what about now gun reform? There's been whispers, as you said, there's measured responses and whatnot. But now there is talk about, okay, now maybe with Congresswoman Carolyn McCarthy and Lautenberg, Senator Lautenberg, both who are hoping for gun reform, there's talk that now maybe something can happen with a bill. Anything like that kind of being whispered about?
It's being whispered about. I think Lautenberg's is interesting because that's the one about the magazine.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think Carolyn McCarthy's is really going to go anywhere. But even Lautenberg's, I just don't think it's going to go anywhere. We're really dealing with a Congress where the Democrats they have no power in the House and they have very limited power in the Senate. Because it's the Senate where you've got to have 60 votes unless they really change the rules, which at this point that's looking a bit iffy. I would be very, very surprised if there's any major gun control legislation.
Yeah, I would be too. How about this, Victoria? Tom DeLay, this is in Texas, but he's sentenced to 3 years in that money laundering case, and he's the former majority leader. Was there any reaction to that on the Hill?
From Tom DeLay's point of view, this couldn't have happened on a better day because nobody's talking about it. And this has really been like a stealth sentencing for him because this is huge. There were many people who were saying Tom DeLay will get probation. He's never going to serve any time. And 3 years, this is quite a lot of time for his role in illegally funneling corporate money to Texas candidates in 2002. That's a lot of time.
Yeah, I agree. And the one thing the judge did grant, as you know, is that he's out on bail pending this whole appeal thing. But that's a shocker of a sentence. And you're right. The timing is everything, they say. And sadly, this bizarrely fell in his favor because I would think there would be a lot of conversation about it. But as you said, really, obviously, there wasn't. So kind of a somber mood on the Hill.
Yeah, very much so. And, also going back to the Tom DeLay thing, I think that many on the right are quite glad that they don't have to react because I don't think there's much sympathy for DeLay.
Yeah, I agree with you. I don't think so either. Absolutely. Especially once he did the Dancing with the Stars thing and really pushed his name out there even more and didn't kind of slurp away and he was seeking the limelight. I don't know. There was something about that. And there's that new movie out about Jack Abramoff. And he's, of course, featured in that because he was part of that whole deal with Abramoff, which nothing ever happened. No shoe dropped on him there. But some people think that this was delays comeuppance with what happened in Texas.
Exactly. Yeah.
Always a pleasure to talk to you, Victoria Jones, Talk Radio News. Thanks so much for joining us at the top.
Thank you very much.
All right, and of course, everything is about what's happened now in light of the shooting in Tucson. Coming up in just a few minutes, we're going to let you hear some more reaction to that. In fact, reaction from the governor as to the heroes, one of the heroes who stepped up. It was a guy who was an intern for the congresswoman who immediately gave her aid that might have helped tremendously in saving her as she was getting to the hospital because it took 4 to 5 minutes for the police to respond and emergency crews to hit the scene despite all the 911 calls and whatnot. So we're going to let you hear what Jan Brewer's take was on the hero. I like that there is the tiny little slivers of humanity that we can find out of a horrific, horrific story. And then we're also going to talk about some of the fallout. I watched a lot of the talk shows today from MSNBC, Chris Matthews, Keith Olbermann, you name it. I watched it on all sides, right and left, and just the so-called news programs. And boy, there is a big jump to put blame, I think, on this. In some dancing in circles, but it's pretty obvious what's happening. And it's just crazy to me. There's no doubt, beyond the shadow of a doubt for me, that this guy was a psychotic nutball. And it can be proven again and again in things that he has written, in what happened in the classrooms, in what his own friends were saying, and how he had this crazy deal about whatever it was with rhetoric and how things were being portrayed and mind control and whatever. But it has nothing to do with things that are being said on the radio or in television. And even today I heard someone suggest, well, that's enough to push someone off that has those paranoid psychotic tendencies. It's the perfect storm, if you will. I'm like, perfect storm? Then why on the left and why on the right haven't we seen this before? Certainly we could have seen this for years and years and years. How long has talk radio been around? How long have talk television shows been around? So that argument just does not fly with me. Quick update, because I got probably 10 emails on the weather in the South. Most of the wintry weather, or that precipitation, the ugly rain and ice and snow and all that stuff that hit the South on Monday is now moving toward the Northeast. They're talking about in New York maybe 12 to 15 inches in New Jersey and further up the coast. In Atlanta, it was pretty bad. Airlines canceled across the board, hundreds and hundreds of flights. They say Tuesday it should be a lot better. Really affected AirTran if you fly AirTran. Somebody shot me an email about that to make sure you check if you're traveling. Delta, too, they canceled about a third of their flights across the country, period. 1,400 also on Tuesday. The Northeast is going to be ugly on Tuesday and Wednesday, so there could be cancellations there. But some nasty, nasty black ice in parts of Atlanta, in parts of Alabama, parts of Mississippi, in North Carolina. They didn't have that snow and that ice. It wasn't too bad. Some parts did, but they had a lot of that freezing rain and that sleet, so be careful. Pretty much anywhere where you're listening to me, I think you got to be careful. More reaction next to the shooting in Tucson.
New year, new way to smoke, and it's totally wicked.
Introducing Totally Wicked e-liquid electronic cigarettes, the highest quality e-cigarettes in the world. With Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes, there's no flame, no secondhand smoke, no carbon monoxide, no tar, no unsightly brown teeth or fingers, and no lingering smell. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes have a battery charge that lasts up to 8 hours. Plus, with a Totally Wicked Tornado model, the average pack-a-day smoker is likely to save over $1,000 a year. The Totally Wicked Tornado provides a storm of vapor. See it at at totallywicked-eliquid.com. That's totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. Get a 15% discount with promo code GCNLIVE. Go to totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. That's 888-761-9425. Or online at totallywicked-eliquid.com. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes. The next generation of alternative smoking.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
What I love about the fact that we are live and nationwide here on America Tonight. No repeats from earlier in the day. Auburn taking care of the Ducks 22-19. I invested way too much time in this game. These college football games go on forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever. I mean, how many Tostitos commercials can you see in one sitting? I think I know all about all their chips and how they design them in between because, you know, there was no TiVoing that. It was watching it live. But here's the thing. Auburn just was the better team. I think they were really the better team. And when Oregon had some chances, they weren't able to do it, and especially on the line. Boy, they just creamed them. They were bigger on the line. So the Tigers fans were in mass for this national championship. Probably 60% of the stadium was filled with Auburn fans. A big, big win for them. So the field goal with time ticking away lifts Auburn to their second national championship. I have to say, I was pulling for the Ducks. I mean, now I don't have anything against Auburn, but I just kind of was pulling for the Ducks since I didn't really have a dog in this one, as they say. But the game had points of interest, but to me, kind of lackluster. We'll talk more about that when we do sports shorts a little bit later in the show. But before we get there, let's jump back to this horrible tragedy in Tucson that, of course, is on everybody's mind. And the Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords from Arizona is in critical but stable condition. I checked before we went back on the air, and the most up-to-date deal on Giffords is the fact that she's, you know, blinking her eyes, and they can't, there's only so much you can tell with any kind of a brain injury, and especially a bullet going through her brain, grazing her brain, but she is in stable condition, so that is a good sign. It's a good sign. Doctors are smart. They don't want to try to figure out, well, what is she going to be like, and how long is this going to take, and is she going to be how close to how she was before? Is she going to be, in other words, because of this injury, they're smart about it. They're not, they don't know, because the brain is one of those, is one of those things, especially with the bullet at that close range. It's, there is no definitives in this, but it is a very, very good sign. So in wake of the shooting, one of, like I said, one of the things that's happened, thank goodness, is some of the conversation, the more positive conversation, about the fact that some people, one, tackled this scumbag, Lautner, to the ground, were able to get the gun loose, all that sort of stuff. And the intern, one of her interns, was also able to help her when she was bleeding and on the ground, and he realized just that she was not in good shape. And even though the people around her, a lot of them had also been hit, realized that something had to be done, and he knew enough to try to put pressure on her wound. And boy, that made a huge difference. And that's one of the things that the governor talked about. Listen to what Governor Jan Brewer had to say.
Daniel Hernandez, a University of Arizona junior, showed no fear in the face of gunfire. His quick action in going to Gabby Giffords' aid likely saved her life. Daniel is here today, and I'm going to ask him to stand and receive the thanks of a very grateful state. Daniel.
Yeah, poor Daniel Hernandez. I'm sure he doesn't want to be in that situation, but thank goodness he kept a cool head and reacted. You have to think, it's like his first day on the job, he knew her, and then boom, all of a sudden something crazy unfolds that you were absolutely not expecting in the middle of this chaos. When you hear the gunshots go off, realizing when she hit the floor what to do, and so thank goodness for his quick thinking. You heard Victoria at the top of the show tell me in Washington, one, that Barack Obama, the president, was going to make his way to Tucson on Wednesday. Also, that they're going to consider at least one resolution on the House floor on Wednesday honoring Giffords and the people who were killed in Saturday's attack. All this is good stuff, but I'm telling you now, it makes you wonder. You listen to what Sheriff Clarence Dupnik had to say, and if you don't know who he is, he's the guy in the county where all of this took place in the Safeway supermarket, who suggested on Saturday and continues to push this line that there's all this vitriolic rhetoric in political debates that could have deadly consequences. In fact, I'll give you the quote. He says, when you look at unbalanced people and how they respond to the vitriol that comes out of certain mouths, this is his words, about tearing down the government, the anger, the hatred, the bigotry that goes on in this country is getting to be outrageous. Unfortunately, Arizona, I think, has become sort of the capital. We've become the mecca for prejudice and bigotry. And, of course, really what he's referring to is the immigration status in Arizona. Remember the bill. We've talked about it a gazillion times. The stricter regulations, I'll call it stricter law, that was struck down anyway and hasn't gone anywhere. But, of course, put Arizona on the map, the Justice Department going after Arizona, all the conversations about what does this do to immigration, Felipe Calderon encouraging people not to immigrate to Arizona. Hello, my illegal friends. When you have that illegal status and you cross over into the United States, you might want to avoid Arizona because they're a bunch of bigots, which to me was the most hysterical thing that happened in all of that deal. Ridiculous. So what I would say is we've always had passionate people railing on both ends of the political spectrum. And if we think that this is what drives people who have loose nuts in their head, I would think, sadly, that we would have had more tragedies similar to what happened in Arizona. So I just cannot go in that direction. It's awful what happened. It's terrible what happened. The guy was just fruits and nuts. And I want to know, to me, where were the parents in this whole thing? He's living under their roof. He's booted out of school, so much that he has to have a note to say that he's mentally okay. Was nobody wondering, okay, let's get some help, listen to the things he's ranting and saying? I'm thinking out loud here. So instead, you have a federal judge dead. You've got a 30-year-old staffer from Giffords who was supposed to be married. He was engaged. Gabe Zimmerman. You have Doran Stoddard, 76-year-old, who was shot in the back of the head trying to shield his wife. You have Dorothy Morris, 76 years old, Phyllis Schneck, 79, and, of course, the one that everybody keeps talking about, which is just unbelievable, what a twist of fate, Christina Green, the 9-year-old girl who wanted to be involved in civic things, who had just gotten elected to her little city council in school, I say little just because she was in third grade, and was so excited and so interested in it, and decided to tag along with the neighbor. Couldn't wait to meet the congresswoman. Just the curiosity factor. And this little girl's born on when? September 11th, 2001. And I'm sure that this is a part of the story that people are going to be talking about. We're going to let you hear what her father had to say a little bit later in the show. One thing that's interesting, and I think it is good, in her case, and it's got to be hard to do it, the parents are speaking to people in the media. And I think that's good because it puts more of a face on her to say, hey, this is what our little girl was. She's not just a victim, a statistic here. She did this and this and this and this and this and this. And I think it's good. It sort of shapes and gives you an idea, as sad and depressing as that is. It's humanizing her story, I guess. And as tough as that must be for the parents, I really applaud them. I don't know if I was in that same situation, if I could do that. In fact, I would say it'd be pretty tough to do it. And if you haven't seen the mugshot of Lautner, if you haven't seen Loeffner, if you haven't seen Jared Lee Loeffner's, the alleged shooter, his face, what he looked like in his mugshot, oh, the grin. I've got it posted on my website if you go to americatonight.net, but of course it's also pumped out all over the place. He could face the death penalty with the federal judge thing and trying to assassinate a congresswoman. A preliminary hearing is set for January 24th. All right, we're going to lighten the load next here on America Tonight.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
On air, online, and on demand, we are the GCN Radio Network.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods and after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With zero debt in 90 days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets.
We'll say it again.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
Reluctantly crouched at the starting line. Engines pumping and thumping in time. The green light flashes, the flags go up. Churning and burning, they yearn for the cup. They deftly maneuver and muscle for rank. Fuel burning fast on a
Welcome back to America Tonight. I know we've been talking a lot about the shootings in Tucson and the heavy hearts in the Capitol and really across the country. I thought in a different way we would go to a kind of a four-year health moment with Tim Scherer. We've had him on before. He's just terrific. Remember, he's written a book called How to Eliminate Self-Sabotage. And, boy, at the start of the new year, if there was ever a time to talk about that, this is the time to dump all the garbage out and let the good stuff in and get out of the way of yourself. All of us deal with this, trust me. And you just know when you're successful, when you get it right, and you know when you keep doing the same thing over and over again. Tim being ushered in from our virtual green room. Tim, thanks for popping on the show.
It is my pleasure. I'm glad to be here.
Isn't that true? Don't we sometimes set up these obstacles for ourselves? It's like that old saying about the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, but so many, I don't know what, if I had to peg the population, I'd say it's well over 50% of us do that with something in our life where we keep doing the same thing over and over again, and for some reason we think we're going to get different results. Do you think that's true?
Well, yes, and that happens a lot. So if we're trying a certain approach and it doesn't work, then we just try harder. And, you know, but that doesn't really work. You know, it's like sitting on ice with your car. You know, you can keep jamming on the pedal, but, you know, the tires spin faster, but you're not going anywhere. And that's what we end up doing. We end up trying to force it, and we use up all our energy, and then it doesn't work out, and we get discouraged, and we start letting our fears kick in that, oh, it's not going to happen. It's never going to happen. I'm stuck this way. But that's one of the reasons why I gave the book the title of Get Out of Your Way, because you have to learn how to get those fears out of your way, how to communicate with yourself in a way that's going to Well, I ask people this all the time. Are you using your mind to prepare you or scare you? And most of the time, like you said, 50% or more will use their mind to scare themselves. And so I just put a bunch of the best strategies I've learned for how to help you feel calm, feel secure, stay motivated. A lot of people know what they should be doing. They're just not doing it. So I show you how to emotionally program yourself instead of relying on willpower, which doesn't last very long, how to emotionally program yourself to follow through. And when you do that, your life gets better right away.
Oh boy, that follow through is so big. So how do you stay, give us some tricks, how do you stay motivated?
Well, the first thing you do is you expect to succeed. You start to put it in your mind that I'm really going to make this happen. I was teaching a class tonight, and as I was going around the group, I was asking people what they were going to accomplish. And a lot of people would start with, well, hopefully I'll be able to take more time for myself, or, well, I'm going to keep my fingers crossed and see what happens. They're already coming from a place of fear. They're worrying that somehow this invisible force is going to stop them from getting what they want. Instead of declaring that this is what I'm going to do, this is what I'm going to create, and this is how it's going to be. So you've got to take more of a stance where you're drawing the line and saying, I'm no longer going to let these distractions take me off course, because otherwise I'm never going to get what I truly want, which is to live a more meaningful life. So you start to focus on the fact that I'm going to make this happen, not hopefully it'll work out, but I'm going to make it happen. Sometimes you need the right support, the right tools. You get a coach, you go to church more, you find the right group or a right set of people that will guide you. But you got to make sure that you are deciding that I'm going to succeed. Then the next step is to sell it to yourself in a way that makes you excited. And what I mean by that is if you want to exercise, for example, if you imagine yourself on a treadmill and you're sweaty and you're exhausted and you're late for work and you're frustrated, you're not going to want to exercise. That sounds, you know, the picture is dreadful.
Yeah.
And when people think about exercise, that's what they do, right? They conjure up this image that's just awful. So you want to make sure that you imagine yourself, not that you're exercising, but that you just finished. You know, you just finished with your routine, with your fitness. What sounds more motivating, exercise or fitness?
Fitness.
Absolutely.
Being done.
Exactly. So when you talk about fitness, it's more motivating. Be careful with the words you choose. Fitness is much more motivating and inspirational than exercise or workout. So you're engaging in your fitness. You imagine that you just finished and you feel energized. You feel refreshed. You feel motivated. At the end of the day, you're sitting on the couch, but your body's still burning fat while you're sitting there watching TV because you got your fitness on. When you present it to yourself in that way, it's more fun, it's more motivating, and you're going to want to do it because of how you're presenting it to yourself. You have to sell it to yourself in a way where you'd want to buy into it.
Yeah.
So, you know, a lot of people, they go to achieve a goal, and instead of selling themselves on what they really are going to get out of it, what they do is focus on all the things that are going to be lousy about it. And if you're focusing on that, you're never going to want to take action.
Boy,
now,
no kidding.
During this class, I noticed something else, too, Kate. It was kind of interesting. I noticed that people would take action, and they'd do something really good, but they wouldn't say anything about it. The only time that they really made a fuss over anything was when things didn't go well. So I was talking to somebody today, and she said, you know what, I was trying to do good this week, and I just totally blew it. She says, I didn't exercise one time this week, and I felt so frustrated. And I said, well, what did you do? And she says, well, I haven't had any pop. I haven't had any candy. And she was big into soda pop and chocolate. She says, I haven't had any pop. I haven't had any candy. I ate the right foods. I made the right choices all week, and I've even lost 3 pounds. Now, I never would have known that she had done that well because she was so focused on what she didn't do well.
Right.
And so what happens then is your brain doesn't get that attaboy or attagirl. It doesn't get the pat on the back for doing well. It doesn't get the positive reinforcement. So it doesn't get reinforced. We're not reinforcing the positive behavior. And so your brain says, well, heck, I'm not getting anything out of this. I'm not going to do it anymore. It's kind of like when you're parenting. Yeah, it's kind of like when you're parenting a kid. If you only give them attention when they're acting up or acting out, then they're going to do it more because that's the only time they get attention. So yeah. When you make a good choice, say yes and feel good about yourself. When you take any small action, but it's a good action, it's a good choice, say yes and feel good about yourself. Give yourself that pat on the back. It might seem silly, but what you're doing is you're programming yourself to associate pleasure to that behavior so that your brain wants to do it more automatically and more regularly. And as you do that, you're starting to condition yourself to act in the ways that are going to get you what you want.
Yeah.
So these are just some simple little ideas, but they're very effective. Instead of trying to force it, instead of trying to use willpower, if you can learn to condition yourself in a particular kind of way, and I put that all into the Get Out of Your Way book, when you learn how to condition yourself in this way, you will get your results, whatever they are, faster and easier, and you'll be able to keep the results because you have conditioned yourself to be this way now. There's no going back to the old way because that person's gone. There is only the new, better, healthier, wealthier you.
Yeah, that's good stuff. Follow through. I love that. We have just a couple of minutes left, Tim. I'm curious, because obviously it's worked for you. What was it in your life that drew you to this? Were you a procrastinator? Did you have something that you were dragging your heels on? Or what was it that pushed you in this direction yourself?
Well, like everybody else, I had that awful disease that most people seem to have called insecurity. Mm-hmm. And, you know, insecurity is that belief deep down inside that I'm not enough, I'm not good enough. And because of that, we end up chasing approval or become a people pleaser or become a multitasker or, you know, an achiever that no matter what we do, though, no matter how much we do for others or how much we accomplish, at the end of the day, we end up feeling anxious or empty or feeling like, is that all there is? And so I wanted to learn how to get over that, how to get through that. And I learned that it's through this emotional mastery. It's learning how to use your mind and your emotions in a way that allows you to feel good about yourself now. And it's about creating maturity so that it's not just about you. It's about how you can help those around you. And then having a strong faith. So applied faith, maturity, and learning these emotional mastery tools, how to use your mind and your emotions to your advantage, those are the three pillars to creating a happy person and a meaningful life. And that's what I wanted. And that's what I have now. And, you know, and that's what I'm doing, sharing as many of these tools and strategies with as many people as possible. Because,
yeah.
My goodness, America needs it.
Boy,
more
no
than
kidding.
Ever.
No kidding. And there is something to this. It's different than positive thinking. Because, like you said, positive thinking and desire, that's not enough. Just the same with willpower. Eventually it fades. That's the thing.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. It's the reprogramming.
Well, that's it. It has to be that way. Otherwise, if you don't get to the real beliefs that are going on, then it's like, you know, it's like trimming the tops off of weeds. You know, they just keep growing back. You have to get to the root system. You've got to change at that core level. And when you do, all those things that seem so out of reach will suddenly feel like they're right here in front of you and it feels possible.
Yeah.
I mean, just using your mind in this way, if you imagine what you want, whatever it is, the details don't matter, but imagine whatever it is that you want. And imagine that it's across the room, and it's cold, and it's dark, and it's over there. How's that make you feel? How's that leave you feeling?
Yeah, you don't like it. You want to get it.
Yeah. Now, whatever that is that you want, imagine bringing it in and setting it right in front of you and make it bright and big and warm like you're holding the sun in your lap, like you're holding sunshine in your lap. Whatever the goals may be, I want you to just imagine making it brighter and bigger and warm and put it right in front of you. How does that make you feel?
Terrific.
Yeah. It totally changes the way you feel. And we didn't talk about the details. We didn't talk about anything. All we did was use your imagination in a certain way. We imagine making what you want closer, bigger, brighter, and as a result, it felt warm and exciting and more tangible. Like, I can really do this. But most people imagine what they want is far away and cold, and you can hear it because they'll say things like, it's so far out of reach, I'm never going to get there.
Yeah.
So just using your imagination in certain ways, you can increase your feelings of enthusiasm and security, and of course that is going to be what builds motivation and keeps it going for you.
Yeah, no kidding. Tim, thanks so much. Tim Sure, Get Out of Your Way, How to Eliminate Self-Sabotage and Win Your Life. Pick up his book today. Thanks, Tim.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hanging out with all of you here across America and all those nooks and crannies and beyond our borders as well. We have people listening in a lot of other areas. And, of course, we care about the rest of the world, especially there's some terrible things happening to our friends down under. 8 are dead, 72 are missing, at least what they know of, in Australia thanks to the flash flooding. Boy, the rain has just been brutal to these poor people. We've talked to Jack Alexander before about this. And, Jack, this is a sad story, this relentless rain. It's not now just about keeping people homeless, or the snakes that are emerging and all the crocodiles and the possibilities of that. But you've got 8 people dead and you've got people missing. And isn't the forecast calling for more rain?
Yeah, sadly. The flash flooding we had last night in the Toowoomba area was really out of the blue, to the point where a news media program or a magazine program actually interrupted the interview they were on to tell people to get out. That suddenly, this, and then they're calling it an inland tsunami, the way it's swept through the Toowoomba area, which is Queensland's second largest city. And it's just flooded the whole area. Now it is completely cut off. Cars were tossed around as if they were matched. Box, please. Now the flooding is now extended into the state capital of Brisbane, where they're saying the floods could be worth back in 1974. I remember that flood as a child, or even worse. 32 suburbs are looking like they're going to be flooded, and some 6,500 homes.
Wow. And Heather, actually, there's a website that you can go to find out more information and for people listening, because Americans are so generous, and all the people listening to America Tonight are always so helpful to people in and outside of our borders who desperately need it. And, of course, they're looking for donations and other things. And do you know what that website is? Isn't it GLD.gov?
It is www.qld.gov.au/floods. And I was just speaking with the Premier's office prior to your call, and about $1 million so far has been donated from the United States to this.
Wow, isn't that terrific? It just shows
out of
you.
Out of the nearly $32.5 million that's been raised, about $1 million has come from the United States already. And, you know, as someone who grew up in these areas, I thank everyone there for their support. And I know with the bushfires we had back in 2009, having lived through that, the support from the people of the United States was fantastic.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. Well, Jack, thanks for the update, and let's hope that the forecast is wrong and the rain starts to go away, and that people help our friends in Australia with whatever it is that they need, because this is a terrible, terrible situation as they continue to evacuate various townships, like you said, and all those reports of flooding and all over the place. Significant flooding around Brisbane is what they're talking about. So it's really hit a lot of different spots now, not just where it was centrally located. I shouldn't say central located, but where it was located before. It's, you've got cars and traffic jams and terrible situations happening.
Well, the area that's flooded now sort of stretches in an area from Texas over to Louisiana, into that area, as a comparison in the United States, just how big an area of water there is.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. Jack, thank you, and stay dry, my friend.
You're welcome, Kate.
Okay, so you could hear, hopefully, we're having a little trouble there, technically, but you could hopefully hear what Jack was with his phone system, but you could hear what he was saying about how awful this is. They're calling it, in looking at this flood, the potential and where it is at this point, maybe the worst, you know, going back to the 30s, could go beyond that. You've got rescuers who are just frantically trying to help people who trapped on roofs. And a tsunami-like wall of water has sent cars off being tossed like little toys. That's why you've got the people that were killed partially because of that. And people missing as a result, too. And until then, the flooding was happening a little bit slower because you had the swollen rivers that burst their banks and then started to hit the towns, and it was moving downstream. But the more water that keeps coming, the worse the situation has been in Australia, and especially from those flood-prone areas. When you see the people on the tops of their roofs, sadly and eerily, it reminds you of Katrina and Queensland state. It's just awful. I mean, it's a blight at this point. And apparently there are emergency workers who, they're not getting any shut-eye. They're just doing whatever they can to try to pull people to safety. And you see the pictures, and you can tell there's people clinging to poles. There's cars that are just washed away and submerged like little barges, and then you can't even see them. And you see people, I saw a photograph earlier in the day somewhere where you had a woman and a guy and a kid. They were sitting on the roof of their car, and there was water just churning all around them, ready to envelop them. And I thought, oh, I hope there's a happy ending here, because this was just a video shot, and somebody's going to help these people because they're literally trapped by this water. And so much of the focus naturally is what's happening in Tucson, Arizona, that there are these other things that have happened in the world as well. And the Australia situation has been going on now for, this is a couple of weeks. So you can imagine, you start to add up all that rainfall, and it's pretty awful stuff. Absolutely. We started off the hour talking about what has happened in the wake of the Tucson shooting and the outcry for, like, Congressman Jim Clyburn saying that the shooting should have people thinking about what's acceptable to say in public, or they should just not say anything, which is absolutely ridiculous. The finger pointing shouldn't happen here because it's not a matter of Democrat-Republican politics whatsoever. The guy was mentally unstable. That's it, period, end of story. He was unstable. He didn't even vote in the last elections because, of course, all this stuff is starting to pour out as the portrait of Jared Loughner emerges, and it's not a pretty one. He was a loner. It's the typical thing that you hear when something like this happens. So he had no party affiliation whatsoever. But yet you start to hear some of the people talk about this, and immediately they're going for the jugular as to whose fault is this, and looking for blame or looking to use it maybe for political advantage, which is sad. It's not about that. What it's about is the fact that the guy was completely off his rocker, and he killed innocent people that should not have been gunned down by this maniac. And it had nothing to do with a map on Sarah Palin's website or something somebody else said on a radio show. Absolutely, you cannot stretch it to find that. And I think it's a waste of energy to even go in that direction. So I hope a lot of that will be chilled. Because if anything, we don't want to get into a First Amendment debate here over this horrific tragedy in Tucson. It makes absolutely no sense to me whatsoever. All right, a couple of other quick things for you. So that was our main story, and that's all that's going to be, I think, a lot of the offshoots of that for the next couple of weeks, certainly into this week, as we know the president is going to Tucson on Wednesday, and there's more to pour out on this. And, of course, Loughner himself will be back in court at the end of January. Will he, you know, the question will be with the charges and everything else, ultimately, is the death penalty pursued? He's got a famous lawyer who defended Ted Kaczynski and Zacharias Moussaoui as well. So this will be a case that I think we'll be following for quite some time to come. In the meantime, somehow this has also got lost in the sauce. While New York is going to deal again with more snow, and the South is dealing with ice and airline cancellations, and the Northeast will be kicked back into that same situation, California is dealing with the lack of money, as are so many other states. But I read an interesting story today about the new governor, the old governor, who is now the new governor, Jerry Brown. He's going to cut $12.5 billion. Somehow he's going to find a way. He's getting his scissors out right now. Most likely, state employees are going to have their pay cut by 10%, and then they're going to restructure government ops. Ooh, can you imagine? And this guy was governor back in the 70s and 80s. He says he's going to lay out everything in the beginning part of this week, but they got to close up the gap. Somehow there's too many IOUs out there.